In the weeks after the 2020 election, Fox News broadcast lies from then-President Donald Trump's allies that Dominion voting systems had committed fraud to help Joe Biden win. The company sued Fox News and its parent company for defamation. NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik has been covering these cases and joins us now for an update. Hi, David.
Good morning, Rachel.
Let's start off, if you could, just remind us briefly of the allegations at the center of this case.
Dominion is alleging that their company has suffered irreparable financial harm. And in fact, that some of their employees were not only harassed, but had death threats because of the rhetoric on Fox, and that these were lies, that allies of then-President Donald Trump was alleging that Dominion was involved in sort of wholesale electoral fraud to switch votes from Trump to Biden or not count Trump votes. And not only did Fox News hosts have these guests on, people like attorneys for then-President Trump's campaign, but also they amplify these claims and they endorse them. Fox is saying, look, we were covering newsworthy allegations from clearly newsworthy people, like the then-President of the United States at the moment of a national election. Of course we have to hold these things.
All right, that's the background. What is happening right now in the case?
Well, you're seeing Dominion's lawyers sort of march through the ranks at Fox, questioning producers, programming executives, but also top stars over what they said, what they did, what they knew. People like Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, Maria Bartiromo is scheduled for a deposition in the next couple of days. Lou Dobbs, who was forced out of the network at the end of 2020. And there's also wrangling over what they've already found, because they've obtained reams of emails and WhatsApp messages and texts and the likes. For example, one that I've heard of from two people who are told about this.
A producer begged his colleagues to keep Fox News host Jeanine Pirro off the air because she was just going to spew conspiracy theories that she had pulled from the internet about it.
All right, so depositions are moving forward. I mean, this is a contentious case. Does it look like ultimately it's going to end up in a courtroom?
At the moment, it looks like any idea of a settlement is highly unlikely. A judge at the very end still could decide that there's not enough to go to court, but it looks like it's headed there. Fox has hired Dan Webb. He's one of the nation's preeminent trial attorneys to defend it, and therefore it's anticipating a courtroom case. And you're also seeing Dominion aim at the family that controls Fox News and the Fox Corp, and that's the Murdochs. The Murdochs don't like to apologize, I should note. And in this case, if it did do so in part of a settlement, it could alienate millions of Trump fans who are also Fox viewers, because it would be saying that there was no basis for the conspiracies that they were reporting on.
Put this into context for us, David, the larger importance of this particular legal battle almost 2 years after those elections.
Well, you're seeing a question of what the limits are to free speech and where responsibility is to incendiary political rhetoric. But you're also seeing this is about a pivotal period right between the election and the lies about claims of election fraud in the 2020 race, leading up to, of course, the siege, the deadly and bloody siege of Congress on January 6, 2021, which was also fueled by a lot of rhetoric that we heard at Fox News. Dominion is connecting those two events and asking for the courts to provide it some accountability.
NPR media correspondent David Folkenflik, thank you.
You bet.